The Power on Plants Cookbook Bundle is now available and ready for you. It's our premier go-to collection of over 50 simple whole food plant-based recipes that actually taste great and are done in a flash so you can have more time, more energy, and more joy every single day. These are our family's favorite recipes that you're going to love because they'll actually love you back. Our friends and clients tested them, gave rave reviews, and then I gathered them all into one powerful collection just to share with you. Go to get.poweronplantscookbookbundle.com to be the first to get your copy. That's get.poweronplants with an S, cookbookbundle.com, where you can get your hands on our quick and easy recipes that make living a healthy life not just possible, but really enjoyable and super delicious too. Get your copy today. Got milk? Milk. It does the body good. We ate so much milk growing up. We drank it. We ate it on our cereal. We used it in everything. Tons of ice cream and cheese. I was the dairy queen. And yogurt. It's healthy for you, right? I mean, it has all those good bacteria in it that your body needs. And then, you know, it was Greek yogurt. It's even healthier. So we grew up thinking that milk made us strong and healthy. But is that really true? Today, we're sharing with you the things we just wish we had known about dairy so many years ago. You're listening to the Smarter Healthy Living Podcast, where we firmly believe that getting healthy should never feel like torture. We're your hosts, Jared and Anita Roussel. We're college sweethearts and health professionals who help you redefine what getting healthy looks like using a whole food plant-based lifestyle. It's time to hear from the experts and learn the best tips and tricks that helped others get beyond the overwhelm to create a vibrant life they love. If you're sick and tired of being sick and tired, you're in the right place. So pull up a virtual chair, grab your matcha latte, and let's get started.
If this is your first time joining us, first of all, welcome.
We're so glad to have you here. And the interesting thing about joining us on this one is this is something we get asked about all the time because people are floored when they find out we don't eat dairy. What? You don't drink milk? Well, how do you get your calcium? It's not calcium, by the way. It's calcium.
And another question is they'll say, well, where do you get your protein? Same type of thing with meat.
Right. And so they're just so surprised. They don't understand how in the world we could. And I get it. I mean, years ago, it would have freaked me out to even think about going without cheese. I was addicted to it. I mean, I ate it every single day. It got to the point that really my favorite snack was sharp cheddar cheese and chips. Like corn chips.
I think when we first talked about going without dairy, you instantly went into this mini withdrawal, like these little shakes and like, what?
No dairy?
No, I'm kidding. She didn't actually do that.
But you know, in my mind, I probably did because the thought of that, when you think about something that you love and you think about no longer eating it, it'd be easy to get fixated on that, right? But what I didn't realize were there's so many amazing things that you can have in place of that. And I honestly never thought I would have ever said this, but I do not miss it. I don't miss it. And thank God I don't crave it. I'm just going to say, I mean, I was where I would crave it if I didn't eat it on a daily basis.
It has absolutely no attraction or pull on us.
No, and it's something a friend of ours calls food freedom. And it truly is what living this way brings you. Food loses that addictive hold where you're just thinking all the time about eating in general, but then just eating these certain foods like the really fatty foods and particularly dairy. And there's a reason why we crave it. It's very real. I mean, if you have a craving for butter and those types of things, milk, ice cream, cheese, particularly those kind of things where there are concentrated proteins in there. And we're going to talk to you about how did those proteins affect your body and why do you crave them? It's very real. It's very real. It's not something you're just imagining or thinking, well, I just really love this. There's a reason why you really love it. Yes. I really loved it too. I get it. You know, mac and cheese and all these other things. I still eat it, but I just eat it in a different way that I love, that makes me feel great. And I don't have to have it. I don't crave it all the time, which is amazing. It's wonderful to be free.
So what we want to talk about in this particular episode is why we don't drink milk, some of the different aspects of it, and just share some of the thought process with you. I think the first thing that was really huge once we wrapped our minds around it is that people, we are the only living thing on earth that drinks the milk of another. There's no other animal in all of creation that drinks the milk of an animal.
Yeah, you have to think about that. And what is it for? I mean, really, you wouldn't just go up to a cow and start eating the milk. You just wouldn't. I mean, it's not natural. So why are we drinking the milk of another species that was meant to feed its calf?
Young, its baby. That's right. The whole purpose of it, whether it's a cow, a sheep, a goat, a baby human.
But think about that with a cow. So that milk has to grow that calf.
And it's perfectly composed, perfectly formulated for that baby calf.
But what's it going to grow it into?
It's going to grow it into a big cow. It's going to gain a few hundred pounds, I believe, in that first year.
So there's a reason that when we eat a lot of dairy, we gain weight and we can't lose it. I don't understand why I'm not losing weight. Well, it's not just about calories in, calories out. Yes, it's a high calorie food, but it has an addictive component that we're going to talk about today. And that's very, it's biological, it's scientifically proven, we know it's there, but we're not told about it because people want to sell milk that collect the milk. And so you've got to think about what was it intended for. It was intended to grow a calf into a cow. So if I'm having weight struggles and I eat a lot of dairy, that could be a huge part of the problem.
Oh, yes. Now, the next thing is, you hear about people being lactose intolerant. About 2/3 of the world's population is actually lactose intolerant. Now, what is lactose? It's actually a sugar found in milk, and it's composed of two simple sugars, that meaning one glucose and one galactose. So you've got these two simple sugars. They bind to create what's called a disaccharide. And all that means is just two sugar molecules. Well,
and
as infants,
lactose.
Then that's lactose. So as an infant, we have the enzymes to break that down.
To break down lactose, because human milk has lactose in it.
It does. And when you break that down, part of that is glucose. Now, our brains need glucose. Actually, the amount of lactose in human milk is 50% higher than what's found in cow milk. And they believe that it's because our brains require so much energy to grow that it has a higher amount of the sugar found in it.
So does that mean children need milk, cow milk?
No, it does not. But in infancy, when they're a baby, up until about a year or so old, however, they need that. But once you wean off of that, many people throughout the world, 2/3 of the world's population, loses the ability to break down lactose because we stop making the enzyme that breaks it down called lactase.
So why do we stop making so much of the lactase, the enzyme that breaks it down, and then some people stop making it altogether? Why is that?
Because we just don't need it anymore. Lactose is only found in milk.
So that type of sugar isn't found
anywhere
else?
It's not found anywhere else in plants.
Okay. So we only make it in infancy because we were only made to drink milk in infancy.
Correct.
Okay. Well, that makes perfect sense.
So then
sense.
The next question is why do we drink so much of it? What is that drive that makes us think we need to have this?
I think it's something God put in there.
Well, I'm talking about for the dairy, though. Like, as adults, for dairy,
It's the same with both. What makes us want it? There's something in it that draws us to it, and it's something God put in there so that infants would keep coming back to the mother to drink their milk, to get fed.
Well, I think you're getting one step ahead of me.
Uh-oh.
Because what I was thinking is advertising. There's so much advertising that say, milk, you need this.
Well, that is
you gotta
one of the
have
reasons
it.
We crave it. Absolutely.
I mean, it used to be that they would say, milk, it does a body good, but now they say, just got milk. And actually, the funny thing about that is that...
The advertisers had to change that.
The advertisers had to change it because they could not legally support the claim that it's actually a health food.
So they could no longer say, milk, it
does
the body good.
They can no longer do that, so they had to change it to just got milk.
Because there was no scientific proof that it was good for us. Is that correct?
Correct, that it was a health food.
So it's not a health food, so they can no longer say that. And so they have to say, got milk.
Got milk. And interestingly, a side note, with eggs, they say the, I haven't heard this in forever, but they used to say the incredible edible egg. They made no health claims with it.
Okay.
All they're saying is that the egg is edible.
Okay. Oh, yeah. Meat. Think about that.
Meat. They just say beef. It's what's for dinner. They're not making any health claims. Same type thing with beef. So anyway.
Interesting.
So I think initially it's that we're fed over and over again with advertising and things where we say milk is good for you, so we think we must drink it. But then to the point that you were making is that there is a protein found within milk called casein. Now, within dairy milk, cow's milk, about 80% of the protein in the milk is casein.
Okay.
And you may think, well, okay, so what? It's just a protein. Well, in our digestive tracts, it gets broken down into a smaller molecule that is called casomorphine.
Ooh, that sounds familiar. Morphine.
Morphine, yes, it sounds very familiar. It actually has an effect similar to morphine in our brains. It has kind of an addictiveness to it. But
it keeps bringing us back to
as infants, it brings us back, in the case of humans, to our mothers.
And to the calves.
Calves.
To their mothers.
Sheep, goats, whatever. While they're drinking it, it has this mildly addictive property. So again, it keeps drawing them to that.
Well,
yes.
So they'll grow to be healthy adults because the babies, human babies, are drinking their mother's milk. Calves come back to the cow and drink the cow's milk. And so, of course, it's got something in it that would bring us back so that we would grow to be healthy and strong within that species, basically.
Right.
Within that species. But we weren't meant to drink it. We weren't even meant to drink a mother's milk as a human.
Beyond infancy.
Beyond infancy. And our bodies were created to show us that.
Now, there's some, I'm going to highlight a couple differences between human milk and cow's milk. Now, in human milk, by weight, it's only about 0.8-0.9% protein.
Okay.
And of that, casein makes 20-40% of that. In cow's milk, it's 3% protein by weight, and 80% of that is casein.
Wow.
So when you're drinking that, you have four times more protein, roughly. And then of the protein, it's 2-4 times more of the protein is casein.
And that's the thing that keeps bringing you back.
Exactly.
Okay.
And then you look at foods like...
No wonder I love dairy. Well, loved. That's a D on there. Loved.
Past tense. You loved it. You couldn't help yourself.
No, I couldn't.
But when you look at foods like yogurt and butter and cheese, where they have concentrated forms of protein in them, then it's even more concentrated.
So you get even more of the casein, which turns into the casomorphine, in the things that are more concentrated, like butter and cheese.
Exactly.
And this is one takeaway that I want people to have that are listening here, because you think about why you start almost thinking you're a bad person. I mean, you have these struggles with weight or these struggles with eating these things, and you go and you pull these things out of the refrigerator and you crave them at night and you start snacking on them.
And we get it. We've been there.
Yeah. And you feel like you're this bad person because you can't give up this thing and it's got a hold on you. But we want you to understand why. And that's why we're sharing this with you today, because nobody seems to be talking about these things. And these are things that have been shown in scientific research over and over and over again for years and years. Why aren't we hearing about it? Well, because the manufacturers have a job to do, and they try to sell
more milk.
They try to keep these things out of the media and try to come up with slogans that make you feel good about what you're drinking, and they make you think it's healthy, and it's not. And you were never meant to consume it. But there's a reason why we keep coming back for more. And it's not that you're a bad person or that, you know, you just can't control yourself. It's because of these.
It's an addictiveness to it.
This addictive nature.
And when you eat that, and I remember when we'd crave it and we eat it, and then you had almost a sense of, that is so good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I totally. Yes. I had it all the time. That's why I loved it so much. That's why it was constantly in my cart. But the thing is, I would sit there, and I know I'm probably jumping ahead of what you wanted to talk about again, but I remember going to the grocery store, walking down the aisle, and I would look forward to getting to the dairy aisle to pick my favorite cheeses. What cheese would it be?
Or and, even pick a new one to try.
Yeah, I mean, constantly. We'd be so excited. We'd come home, and we'd try the cheese. But I remember standing there and looking. And this was when we were trying to get healthier. And I would specifically look for that little tiny label that was on there that they made so difficult to find that said no RBST or no hormones added. And I would feel so good because I thought, you know, I'm doing what's healthy for my body. I'm doing what's healthy for my family. If I just buy the milk products, the dairy products, the cheeses, the yogurts, the sour creams that don't have the added hormones, it's healthy. And it's, and the thing is, and the thing that no one told me is that milk by nature is full of hormones. It's full of hormones. And that's why there have been studies that have linked drinking milk with certain types of cancer, eating dairy with certain types of cancer, like certain types of breast cancer and certain types of prostate cancers. You can look that up. Get on Google and look it up. You can pull up the actual research studies, and they're good and they're trustworthy and reliable research studies. And it's because certain types of cancer are promoted and grow With hormones, yes.
Now, I don't believe any of the studies that I remember seeing actually said that it causes cancer. But the thing that we must know is that we always, every single individual on the face of this planet, at some point in your life, you will have a cancer cell because you'll have a genetic mutation. The beauty of the way we're designed, though, is that our immune system can spot that and boom, get rid of it before it's ever a problem.
But I don't think it's just some point in your life. I mean, that happens, I think, quite often where there are certain cells that mutate. That's my understanding.
Yes. Well, I mean, it may be at any point of the day. I don't remember the frequency, but it happens because you think about it, you have
to everybody.
You have trillions of cells in your body and they're constantly breaking down disease cells and recreating new healthy cells. Mm-hmm. At some point, you're going to have
rogue
some
cells.
Genetic mutations, and you're going to have rogue cells in your body.
And your body is naturally created to be able to fight those off when it has the fuel it needs. But what they have found, and what Jared was pointing out, is that in the research studies that we've read, it's not that necessarily it just causes the cancer. It's that when you have these cancer cells, it can fuel their growth and their spread.
Because some of these, like breast cancer, prostate cancers, they have receptors that are sensitive to some of these hormones that then stimulates them to grow more of the cancer cells.
So the hormones that are just naturally in the dairy products.
That are just naturally there.
Right. Well, then why is there, if they say they're not adding it? So some cows, they actually give hormones.
They give them a synthetic hormone to make them generate more milk.
So what do we read about the amount of milk now that they require a cow produces? I mean, years ago,
they would make about 1,500 liters per year. And then
Per cow.
And then they raised it to 10,000. I think it was the quota that they wanted for that cow to generate on a yearly basis was about 1,500 liters per year. And then that increased to 10,000 because they can make them generate that much.
So what that means is they have to give them hormones, artificial hormones. And that's one way. Right. And so when you're not buying the hormone added, you are getting a little less hormones, but you're still getting a ton of hormones. And the reason is, by nature, cow's milk is filled with hormones because it's the time that the mother cow has the most hormones in her body because they keep them pregnant. They're constantly keeping them pregnant to have them make more milk. And when they're pregnant, they have more of those hormones in their body naturally. So buying the RBST free or the hormone, added hormone free, you'll see that usually it says added hormone free. And that's because there's hormones naturally in there, a lot of them. And that's just the nature of what it is. It's a hormone-filled liquid.
So the only way to avoid it is to avoid the dairy.
Now,
there's also, in addition to the estrogen, there is IGF-1, and that stands for insulin-like growth factor. It's a hormone that looks similar to insulin. There's some similarity there. But what it does is it stimulates cells to grow. And what they have found is this is also present in milk, which would make sense because it would stimulate the calf to grow. I mean, just because you want them to get big quickly. But so you would get that in the milk, but then also the findings are suggesting that whatever, there may be something else in milk that is causing our own bodies to create insulin-like growth factor. And this, they find, has that will fuel every stage of cancer growth.
What will? The insulin?
The IGF-1.
IGF-1. So drinking milk... Milk actually has IGF-1 in it. Meat also does, from what I remember. Correct?
Yes, correct.
And so when we eat that, we're getting more of that into our bodies directly from the milk or the meat or the milk-based product, whatever it is, butter, cheese, sour cream, cottage cheese, whatever it is. But it also, when we eat it...
stimulates our bodies to make it as well. So you're almost getting a double whammy there.
Wow. Okay. And they've linked IGF-1 with...
cancer cell growth.
Cancer cell growth.
Again, I did not see that it made cancer cells, but cancer cells that are there, it can stimulate them to grow.
Grow and spread, from what I recall.
Now, I wanted to get back to the casein because it's present. We talked about the casomorphine. So you think, okay, I'm going to avoid milk. I must be good. Well, unfortunately, no. If you don't read your labels, you may not be good.
Oh, I know what you're talking about. We have casein, been so fooled. We've been fooled before.
Casein is actually separated out of milk and put into other products, and sometimes products that don't even really need it.
So what Jared's saying is they take the protein, casein, the addictive, the protein that can be addictive when it's broken down to casomorphine by your body, right?
Correct.
Okay. So that addictive part of milk, they put it in all kinds of products.
Are you having fun and getting some helpful tips today? Then please leave Mom and Dad a review because they love getting to know you more.
Friend, we hope you're enjoying this episode as much as we love sharing it with you. It's our prayer that it's inspiring you and filling you with hope. If so, would you stop right now and share this podcast with another woman who's been praying for a health breakthrough? It would be a huge blessing to us if you'd take a few seconds to leave a written review on Apple Podcasts too. And now, back to the episode.
My favorite one that I have seen, I saw this at work. I've seen it all over, but not...
Okay, wait. He brought this home. He brought this picture. It was a picture,
right?
That you snapped at work. I'll never forget you showing me that. I was so angry. Honestly, I was about to hop up on a literal soapbox. I was so upset because you drink these things or you eat these things and you wouldn't even dream it would be in the product. Why not? What was the product called?
This was a non-dairy creamer. In the name, it said non-dairy creamer. So when you look at the ingredients list, it says casein. Well, I knew that that was a milk derivative. Now, some will put casein and then parentheses a milk derivative. And then under the label, where they have to do the little warning of potential allergens, it put contains milk. So I have a non-dairy creamer that contains milk.
I'm sorry.
No. How's it possible?
Just no.
That's an oxymoron.
But we don't know. We don't know to look for these things. Look for it. Look for it on cracker boxes, okay? It's added to so many things.
Casein, to make you crave it.
Or it may say milk protein. It may just say something like that. And you may not
think anything of it because, oh, it's protein. I mean, what harm can it be?
But the reason they put it in there is to bring you back again and again to that product that is unhealthy for you so they can sell more of the product. Why else would they put it in there? That's it. It's the reason it's there. So it's not
because we have a protein deficiency. And we've covered that before in another episode where if you eat enough food, you will get enough protein.
So think about that. Nobody in this country...
I should say virtually nobody because, I mean, there may be some one person, but if you're eating enough food to get enough calories to sustain your body, you are getting enough protein. So they're not putting casein in there as a protein additive. They're doing it because of the casomorphine effect.
So think about that. You're buying products that are dairy-free or that are milk-free or that you would never think milk would even be in. And you look on the back and you realize the reason that you have to buy that every time you walk down the aisle and the reason it draws you in and the reason that you're having the struggles with your health that you are is because of these types of things. And they're so sneaky. And we want you to be aware of these things. This is why we're completely passionate about what we do. This is why our lives have totally changed. Our health has changed since we've been eating this way. This is why my energy came back. This is why I used to not be able to climb up one flight of stairs to tuck my kids into bed at night. All those things you hear me tell about again and again, because I don't want you to be stuck feeling like I'm exhausted every single day.
Well, and the worst part, too, is during that time, there was really a sense of hopelessness because we had no idea how long it would last. We didn't know what was causing it. We didn't know what the quote unquote cure would be. So you're in that, and you could be in that for 3 months, 6 months, a couple years. But all you see in your mind is this is never going to end.
Yeah. And nobody's
talking
about
this is the rest of my life.
These things. I wish I'd had somebody to tell me these things, but we eventually dug and studied and learned it. But we'd love to hear your stories about, you know, if this helps you and helps you break free, feel free to email us and send us questions that you have because we love talking about these things.
All right. Now we've mentioned some negatives about milk. Surely there must be some positive things like calcium. Yes, it is true. There is calcium in milk because the baby infant needs calcium. But just because, well, the calf
needs calcium from the
But humans, I mean, whatever the animal or human is, it needs calcium. I mean, that's the only food that young infant has. So it must have everything that it needs.
Right.
So calcium, our bodies need calcium. There's a lot of calcium in cow's milk. Mm-hmm. So surely that it must be a good source of that. You can't really use that though as a basis for saying you must have that because you can look at limestone. Limestone is high in calcium, but it's not a good source of calcium.
No.
It's not the best source. Our body will not use that. It will not absorb it well. It's like eating Tums, they say, calcium carbonate, also found in limestone. That's why I came up with that example. That it's high in calcium, it's a great source, but it's an inorganic source. It's not bound to molecules within the plant, so it's not a good, absorbable, usable source of calcium in our body.
So there's a difference between a plant-bound calcium source and calcium found in cow's milk and how our body absorbs it. Is that what you're saying?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. And then
I
have to ask...
you again?
No, not at all. Not at all. You're right on the track.
Okay. I messed him up.
Okay. So where do cows get their calcium?
Cows, adult cows?
Yes.
Where do they get their calcium? I have a guess.
They get it from plants.
There it is.
Cows don't eat meat. After a calf becomes a cow, they don't drink milk. Mm-hmm. So they're getting it from the plants. Where do plants get it? They get it from the soil.
Mm-hmm.
So
makes sense.
Yes. So plants, spinach. I mean, spinach is touted as a great source of calcium, and it is. But there are all kinds
tons
of other
of plants.
Plants that have tons of calcium and a lot of the other minerals that our bodies need. And it's actually found that the plant forms are more absorbable and I believe better used by the body for their specific purposes.
I've seen the same.
They're good for strong bones. They're good for muscle function. They're good for nerve function. It's necessary for your heart, which is a muscle. Mm-hmm. Different kind of muscle than your biceps. But
do you think one of the problems is, and this is what I'm thinking, that we get so into this one thing, like where do I get my protein? I've got to find all the sources for protein. Where do I get my calcium? I've got to find the source for that. Where do I get my B vitamins? Where do I get vitamin A? Where do I get that? And you try to build this lifestyle around remembering which things have which vitamin mineral.
Well, it's like we're trying to biohack everything. Like we have this one nutrient we need and what's the food that has it? Well, there's not always just one food. Now, different
That's
foods
crazy.
May have different amounts, But if you get a good variety and you're constantly varying what you eat.
Within the plant realm, if you get a good variety, you're going to get all the protein you need. You're going to get calcium, plenty of it, and it's absorbable and your body uses it well. This is the thing, though. You can drive yourself completely crazy trying to figure out and remember and build a lifestyle around, I need to eat this thing for this vitamin and this thing for that mineral and this thing for that vitamin. There are a couple of things you might need to remember, because things like omegas, getting those in your life may be a little bit harder to do. But for the most part, and that's not hard to do. You can remember those few little things, and we teach those on a regular basis. But what you don't want to do is biohack your life and try to live this crazy life that you build around which mineral, which vitamin is in this thing and that thing and this. You will drive yourself nuts. It's like trying to count calories or trying to be able to live your life on a daily basis by portion controlling yourself there, or just counting grams of this or points. Okay, you gotta keep up with your points. Right? Doing all those things are not going to ever last, because that is not a sustainable lifestyle, and it also won't lead to health. And what you need is health. You need your cells to be fueled well so you feel amazing, because our thing is, it's not just about losing weight. It's not just about reversing these diseases. It's about, what is that going to do for you in your life? You know, what we want for you is to find the joy and the freedom and the possibilities that are just going to blow open wide for you when you can get the right things into your body that it absolutely requires, that it's just not getting right now, because those places in your life that need to be filled with all those things are taken up with these things that you don't need and that are harmful for you. And you need to find a way to make those things taste good. And that's what we're passionate about.
One thing I think about, if you're listening to this, I like to use car examples. You're going to think I'm a car guy, but I really am not. It's just great example. Mm-hmm. But think of your body like a car. Now, if you have a car where it's missing a spark plug, the fuel injectors are a little kind of gummed up and it's not running well, that car's not going to take you anywhere. But let's say you clean it out, you overhaul, and it's running beautifully. What kind of adventures can you go on with that car? Where can that car take you? Mm. I mean, like for us, I love my Honda Odyssey. Love it. Love it.
Minivan man.
But it's because it holds our family and we can go on vacation with it and we can go different places. But it's where it takes us that I love. I don't love the car itself. I do, but it's not, I don't go out and wax it every weekend. I keep it running well so that it can take us places.
But listen,
so that we can go.
Yeah, it's about the destination. I agree with you. But what about this? It's about the trip too, because the trip is going to be a lot more bumpy.
Oh, that's true.
A lot less comfortable, right? Like, you don't want to just live a long time to do these things. You want to feel great while you're doing them. You don't want to have to dread getting out of bed in the morning, have to drag yourself out to the pot of coffee that helps you survive throughout the day, and just live for the time when you can fall back into bed again. That is no kind of life to live. You know, you don't want to live your last 10 years just sitting on the sofa or
watching TV.
Yeah, or sitting in a wheelchair.
Experiencing
what kind of life
through
is that through
a screen on the wall.
No, that's alternate reality. That isn't even real life. You want to have real relationships and really help people and really build a legacy with your children and with those around you and build real friendships and feel like going out with your friends after work. I mean, I have friends who've told me I can't even do anything after work. I'm done. I'm exhausted. And I just want to, you know, build and fuel my relationships. And I can't. I'm exhausted all the time. And the way we're fueling our bodies, this is why. Because we've been lied to and these things are snuck into our food and we don't know they're there. And we become addicted to them and we don't know. So we don't want that for you. And so that, again, is why we're sharing these things.
Exactly. That's why we're here today. So that you understand and you have the knowledge to make smart decisions.
Right. And whether or not you decide that, we hope that you decide for a better future for yourself. We absolutely want that for you. But we feel like we're not judgmental. We're not going to go, oh, well, you're not doing this perfect, or, oh, you messed up, or, oh, you're not doing it just like us. Everybody has their own path they're going to take. And that is the beauty of this and the freedom for me and Jared, because we know that once we give the information, that's just what we want you to have. We want you to be empowered, because when you have the information, you're empowered. You get the power back in your life. Your genes don't have to determine your destiny. You know that you can read the labels. You understand how. You understand these things about milk that you didn't know before. And a lot of these other things that we talk about, you've got to know those things. That's why, again, we want you to know them, because then you have a choice. You have a choice to make, but the choice is yours to make.
But before you knew it, you didn't even have the choice because you didn't know that that was there.
Exactly. So we want you to have these choices, and we want you to know the truth about these things. We want you to understand more of the facts about meat and dairy, because you can't make an informed decision if you don't know. One thing we recommend is watching a 2018 documentary entitled Hope. That's H-O-P-E. What You Eat Matters. That's the subtitle. It's actually free right now on YouTube. You can just search Google if you can't find it there, because it may be available in some other place. It's a fantastic documentary. We do not recommend it, however, for young children. But for an adult to watch, it's great for, it's just a great source of information.
It's very eye-opening.
Yeah, it's what you need to know about eating meat and dairy. I wish we had seen it years before we did. So definitely check that out. Also, Power on Plant Society, our membership is opening up really soon. It's where we go in and help people answer their questions and tell and share about these things on a regular basis, so that you know and you can understand simple action steps to take. You know, a lot of times when you start a plant-based lifestyle, or you just want to eat more fruits and vegetables, but you just don't know what to do, it all seems overwhelming. It seems confusing. That's what we do inside Power on Plants. And it's opening soon. In the description, you'll see a link. Go to that link. Make sure to get on the VIP list. We're rolling out the red carpet for you. If you get on this list, you can get special discounted pricing for life. So go ahead, get your name on the list to find out more. We will look forward to seeing you next time on Smarter Healthy Living.